We'll read it from Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, chapter 16, text 52. Loke vitatam atmanam lokam chatmani santatam ubayam cha maya vyaptam mayi. Shaivo bayam kritam loke vitatam atmanam lokam chatmani santatam ubayam cha maya vyaptam mayi shaivo bayam kritam. Loke, in this material world, vitatam, expanded, in the spirit of material enjoyment, atmanam, the living entity, lokam, the material world, cha also atmani in the living entity shantatam spread ubayam both the material world and the material world of material elements and the living entity. Cha and maya by me vyaptam pervaded mayi in me cha also eva indeed ubayam both of them kritam created. Translation. In this world of matter, which the conditioned soul accepts as consisting of enjoyable resources, the conditioned soul expands, thinking that he is enjoyer of the material world. Similarly, the material world expands in the living entity as a source of enjoyment. In this way, they both expand. But because they are my energies, they are both pervaded by me. As the Supreme Soul, I am the cause of these effects. I want you to know that both of them rests in me. Kindly repeat. In this world of matter, which is the which the conditioned soul accepts as consisting of enjoyable resources, the conditioned soul expands, thinking that he is enjoyer of the material world. Similarly, the material world expands in the living entity as a source of enjoyment. In this way, they both expand. But because they are my energies, they are both pervaded by me. As the Supreme Lord, and the cause of these effects, and one should know that both of them rest in me. Purport. The Mayavada philosophy sees everything as being equal in quality with the Supreme Personality of Godhead or the Supreme Brahman, and therefore sees everything as worshipable. This dangerous energy of the Mayavadi school has turned people in general toward atheism. On the strength of this theory, one thinks that he is God, but this is not a fact. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Maya tatam idam sarvam jagat avyakta murtina. The fact is that the entire cosmic manifestation is an expansion of the Supreme Lord's energies, which are manifested in the physical elements, and the living entities. The living entities wrongly consider the physical elements to be resources meant for their enjoyment, and they think themselves to be the enjoyers. However, neither of them is independent. They are both energies of the Lord. The original cause for the material energy and spiritual energy is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. However, although the expansion of the Lord's energies is the original cause, one should not think that the Lord himself has expanded in different ways. To condemn the theories of the Mayavadis, the Lord clearly says in Bhagavad Gita, Matstani sarvabhutani na chaham tes avastitaha. All beings are in me, but I am not in them. Everything rests upon him, and everything is but an expansion of his energies. But this does not mean that everything is as worshipable as the Lord himself. The material expansion is temporary, but the Lord is not temporary. The living entities are parts of the Lord, but they are not the Lord himself. The living entities in this material world are not inconceivable, but the Lord is. Therefore, the theory that the Lord, the theory that the Lord's energies being expansions of the Lord are as good as the Lord is mistaken. So the verse was, Loke vitatam atmanam, lokam chatmani santatam, uvayam shamaya vyaptam, mayi shevo bayam kritam. In this world of matter, which the conditioned soul accepts as consisting of enjoyable resources, the conditioned soul expands, thinking that he is enjoyer of the material world. Similarly, the material world expands in the living entity as a source of enjoyment. In this way, they both expand, but because they are my energies, they are both pervaded by me. As the Supreme Lord, I am the cause of these effects, and one should know that both of them rest in me. Hare Krishna. One Krishna told me, God is one, and that's not you. There's only one God, and that's not you, okay? So in one way, we as Gaudiya Vaishnavas, are quite close to Christianity, to Catholicism, at least. We had a is going to communications meeting in Villaggio Hare Krishna, Bergamo, many, many years ago, decades ago maybe. And there they invited some Monsieur Makajur or something when he was in an Indian background. He represented the Vatican and the Pope. He had a bishop over him, and that bishop worked with the Pope. But he came to spend some time with us as a part of our communications work. So he gave a lecture on Catholicism, and it was quite interesting. And he was very happy to be there with us, so he stayed actually a couple of hours longer. And this was quite... And what's difficult for others to understand in their philosophy was quite easy for the devotees. And that you have heard about the Holy Trinity. You know, there's the Holy Spirit, there's the Son, and there's the Father, and how they're one. At the same time, they're different. So that is what we have also. Achintya Bhairavera Tattva. It's inconceivably one and different at the same time. And that is, then Prabhupada gets on the case of the Vaishnava preachers gets on the case of the Mayavad philosophy. Because there it's, as Prabhupada indicated or told in this purport here, in the Mayavad philosophy, it's all just undifferentiated oneness. So, and they state here that anything is as worshipable as the Supreme Lord and His, whatever, manifestations from Him is equally worshipable as Him. That's what Prabhupada says here. And that maybe makes it easy. We can say it's worshipable. Okay, here's also the expansion of the world. What did it say? The living entity expands as he thinks he is the enjoyer of the world, and also the world expands in him. So actually, the things we see here around us is one thing, but then the place, we could say that the place they take in us, that it expands in us. We become absorbed in thoughts of computers, films, stories, cars. I mean, people think about cars, even devotees, by the way. What car do you have? What you can say, well, that's the way in which the material energy expands in us. Because we are thinking and making plans for enjoyment, trying to enjoy. So then the Mayavada here, as what Prabhupada explained, is they say that it's all equally enjoyable, worshipable. we would say no, it's not equally enjoyable. Some things, that's interesting. Some things we perceive as enjoyable, and some things we perceive as not enjoyable. Some prasadam is nice. When the prasadam gets older and get rotten or something, we don't think it's enjoyable. But then the Mayavadis would say, well, it's all one. Why you make a difference? Well, that would make a difference, because there is a difference. And ultimately there's a difference between us and the Supreme Lord. At the same time, there is an oneness. We're being here, part and parcels of the Lord. And as such, we share His qualities in small quantities. Satchitananda. Okay, Satchitananda. We are eternal, full of knowledge and bliss. We're full of knowledge, we're eternal, that we share with the Lord. We are chit, we are, have knowledge, or we are conscious, like the Lord, but in a difference of quantity. We are conscious to limited capacity. We are conscious, we know only limitedly everything. So the Lord is present here with us today as a deities, but also in everyone's heart as a Paramatma. He knows what each and every one of us thinks and perceives, and our backgrounds, our present situations, our possible future. He knows it all. He is fully conscious of it. He knows it. He is conscious of it. We are not. We are somewhat conscious of what's going on here just now. Even though we're here, we're not maybe even fully conscious of what's going on now. And we maybe don't, we are not conscious of what goes on in the room around us. And we may not even be conscious what goes on in our own mind. So many thoughts, reflections. Ah, yes, yes, that point. Okay, that. Then I have another point. When you speak, that's quite annoying. You're going to tell a nice story, and then someone, yeah, it's just like when I was. It happened to me also, but you haven't finished your story yet. Okay, so you don't really know what's going on in your own mind. Krishna knows. He's fully conscious. And that's the difference between us and the Supreme Lord. And then, of course, you say, the Lord is Ananda. He's blissful. He's totally blissful. As conditioned souls, we are not always totally blissful. We are miserable sometimes. Okay, so the Lord is one, but He manifests as many, and then also He manifests as a Vishnu Tattva in the various incarnations. He has the various incarnations. Where the various forms, and that's bewildering. These incarnations of the Lord are bewildering. I think Queen Kunti says something about that. Yeah. Something is, you're the Supreme Lord, but you appear as the son of Devaki. you're like a dramatic performer on the theater scene. He's dressed up. And you don't recognize. And so the Lord, then He comes. So then the one Lord who is supreme, from whom everything is coming, Himself comes in this world to enlighten and lift up the conditioned souls. Oh yes, so He comes in different forms. See, King Chitraketu is here, a darshan of the Lord, and the Lord speaks to him, and Chitraketu has presented prayers, and now the Lord is kind of giving a response. It's a beautiful form, four-armed Vishnu form. But at other times, I was just reading in the eighth canto, there's the last chapter is about Matsya avatar. What kind of incarnation is that? Coming like a fish. But then this fish, with that, in a way, it's like King Chitraketu in a way. There's a king, so that's a king. Let's see if I catch his name. No, it's not there, but there's a king. And he has a Kartik Vrata. Not really Kartik, a year's Vrata. Of only living from water. So he's every day drinks water, but he don't eat anything. Well, that is his Kartik Vrata. His Vrata. And then by the result of that, then the Lord, so one, towards the end there, well, that becomes the end, I suppose, of his Vrata. He's going to take, again, water from the river to drink, or from the lake. And he takes the water in the hand, and then there's a small fish. And I don't know if he throws away the fish, but then the fish again comes in his hand. They say, what are you doing? Why are you throwing me away? You're the king. You have to, I'm coming, I'm taking shelter. The king, the fish speaks to the king. And then the fish says, why, I take shelter of you. You have to protect me. You can't throw me away. I'm a small fish and there's so many big fishes. They want to eat me up. And now I've taken shelter of you. Therefore you should protect me. Well, if I wouldn't take shelter of you, then there's no reason to protect me. And then the king says, okay, I'm a king. Kings are proud that they can protect their citizens and those who come and take shelter of them. So he says, yes. Okay, so he puts him in a jug or something, and then the next day, morning, there's... the jug is full and the fish says, now this is, what are you doing? This is too small for me. And then it puts him in a bigger container. And then again the fish expands and fills the whole container. And then it says, again, this is too small. And then it expands like that, and finally he puts him in a well, and then that's not good, and then in the lake or a pond, and that's not good enough. Quickly the fish expands, and finally I have to put him in the, I think the lake wasn't good either, in the big ocean or something. And then actually the fish appears, he's huge, and then he speaks to the king and says, I'm the Supreme Lord. I've come in the form of a fish. So that's Krishna. He comes as a fish, and then in Matsyavatar, as a tortoise, Varaha, Dev, as a boar. What kind of, what are animals? Tortoise, the slow tortoise, a boar. I'm thinking what's... But of course when Krishna comes, he is in this shapes. This is, it's a beautiful boar, it's a beautiful tortoise, it's a beautiful fish. And then half man, half lion, Nrisingadev. And then Vamandev, as a dwarf, as a small boy or dwarf. What more? Parashuram. Yes, the different incarnations are there. So, what? The one, we say that Lord is one, but it comes in so many shapes. But it is, we can say it's the same Supreme One Lord, but he has so many different manifestations. He manifests for his pleasure, in his pastimes. Someone said pastimes, something that has to do with the past, but it's a way for him to pass his time. Pastime. He's just having a good time now in various forms. And then it comes also as Lord Ram, Ramchandra, because there he experienced the pain of having his wife kidnapped. But all the Supreme Lord is the Supreme Lord, becomes indifferent. But he's one, but he's different. Even from, they look different, his different appearances. But even though they're different, he's still the same Shakti. He has the power of deliver us from the repetition of birth and death. And that's maybe the real miracle or the real beauty of Krishna's appearances. They're there so that our mind, instead of being absorbed, instead of the material energy entering our mind and expanding and in our, the material energy expanding in our mind and in our heart. So then Krishna comes in various fascinating, attractive forms and enters our heart and expand there. And we should let the Lord in. It's already there, but we push it. It's a little bit like the Lord comes like the fish. So then he says, please protect me. So then the king says, yes, okay, I will protect you. I will take care of you. So he said, he's such a small fish, who cares? No, he takes care for even the small fish. The king there in that case. Or okay, so then, but then the, okay, the king responds positively. Yes, I'm going to take care of you. So in the same way we can say that the Lord comes in his various incarnations and invites himself in a way, but then it's a matter for us to accept him, to invite him in our heart, in our consciousness. So the Lord is one, but his manifestations are many, and we are also manifestations of the Lord, but of a different category, the Tathashta Shakti, the marginal potency of the Lord. So we can be in the spiritual world, or we can get entangled in the material world. Achinta Bheda Bheda Tattva. We are inconceivably one with and different from the Lord. And that's the beauty of Krishna consciousness, greatness. And then here, Prabhupada quotes from the 9th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. And that's beginning there. It's not so easy to understand fully, necessarily. But there Krishna starts in the 9th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita by saying that I shall impart to you this most confidential knowledge and realization. Most confidential knowledge Krishna is giving. Knowing which you shall be relieved of the miseries of material existence. And then, then text 4. Let's see. Vayatatam idam sarvam. That's what Srila Prabhupada quotes here. He quotes that verse in two halves here, in the purport. First, Vayatatam idam sarvam jagat avyakta murtina. And then there comes Matstani Savabhutani Nachahamte Savastita. By me, in my unmanifested form, this entire universe is pervaded. All beings are in me, but I'm not in them. But the super soul is in all living entities. Yeah, well, apparently that. Well, he is there, but at the same time. But I'm not in them. Yes, we can say he is in us, at the same time exists separate from us. As the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The next text 5. And yet, everything that is created does not rest in me. Behold my mystic opulence. Although I am the maintainer of all living entities, and although I am everywhere, I am not a part of this cosmic manifestation. For myself is the very source of creation. So we can say that's the key. I'm not a part of. I'm everywhere, but I'm not a part of this cosmic manifestation. It has not entangled. It got not absorbed in the way we get absorbed, and he doesn't get lost in his creation, whereas we get lost in our creation. You can say we have our karmic creation, this material body and present situation, that is our karmic creation. And we are lost in it. But Krishna, he creates, but he's not lost in it. He remains aloof. And if you want to enjoy, you can enjoy. He doesn't get entangled. When we try to enjoy, we become entangled. And the material energy expands in us. So our process is to cut down on the enjoying spirit and expand the serving spirit, and in that way enjoy transcendental happiness, a happiness that does not bring us repeated birth and death in this material world. Hare Krishna. Therefore we chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So maybe you have some questions or comments, or probably there.
Thank you, Maharaj, for the lecture. I really liked your how you connected this God expanding as a little fish instead of expanding as a material energy inside of a living being. And here, in a way, we all have some carrying capacity. And Krishna somehow used carrying capacity of a king, so that he came as a being who needs protection, and automatically king reacted as a protector, and so automatically he developed attachment toward God, toward Matsyavatar, toward Krishna. So how can we use this in our life? How can we take care of God in a similar manner? Because all I see is that he is a powerful source of material energy, and all I see is immense power, and I don't see there is a need to protect God. So how to use this? How can we behave similarly like the king?
Okay. Well, one thing is, there's another king. He was also compassionate. Oh, King Bharata. He took sannyas or renounced in the forest. But then there was a deer. What do you call it? Small deer. And we were helpless. And the king's caring spirit took over. And he protected this deer or whatever. Kid, we say kid. In Swedish we say that. Like a kid, he's like a kid. A dear kid. a dear child. But that was not the Supreme Lord. And that's interesting. But he is the same spirit, in one sense a spirit of wanting to take and protect. And both performed austerities. Yeah. Bharat Maharaj was also engaged in spiritual life. Yeah. Okay. Now, how to take care of the care. So to recognize the Lord, we say we have the Lord is within, or invite Him and cultivate Him. Because we have Him here, or we have the Lord here also as Panchatattva. But there's also Krishna in your heart. So we can say maybe here. Krishna in the heart is a better part of us. I mean, that's a soft voice that insists that we should surrender to Krishna. Or, as Arjuna says, even if I know what is the right thing to do, still I do the wrong thing. So there's something in us that knows, knows, or believe it knows, or there's something in us that knows what's the right thing to do, or what's the more proper way. But then Arjuna says, even though I know what's right, I do the wrong thing. So that is lust. Come, Krishna explained, come, krodh, lobh, lust, anger, greed. Or beginning with lust, to the all-devouring sinful enemy of the living entity. So we have to find the good part, the Krishna part, in us, and cultivate and say yes, or positively respond to that. And that's an ongoing process in our life and our spiritual life. So Krishna is in our heart. I ask Paramatma is in our heart. So the challenge is to recognize His voice. And maybe also Krishna here, He doesn't give us a definite answer or direction, sign. But He's also known as Avigyata, the unknown friend that we have in the fourth canto, in the story about King Puranyan. So in the beginning of the story, it's told that the king had an unknown friend. And then somewhere in the middle is also mentioned that unknown friend. At the end He shows up again and gives instruction. So we all have, so that the King Puranyan is a living entity, the soul, who is entangled in the material world, but He has an unknown friend. And that's Krishna, at least as Paramatma in our heart. So we all have an unknown friend. Nice. Because He's unknown, so we're not really aware of it. But sometimes we hear about Him, or something gets some understanding. So then we can say, that was Krishna. So we can positively try to cultivate an awareness of that unknown friend in our heart. Okay. Any other question or comment? Krishna. Okay, good. Nice to see you all here in the new temple room with a silent floor. Yeah. And then you have air coming in, warm air. And very, very nice. Hare Krishna. And then the devotional practices goes on, and cultivating of Krishna consciousness, so that's, yes. Good. Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.